May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. In Joppa, there was a female disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is translated Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of compassion. Now that is a little bit different from what Claiborne just read a few moments ago. I've taken the liberty of supplying my own translation of that first verse of our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, and I've done so in order to amplify a couple of details. First, this is the only instance in the New Testament where the feminine form of the word disciple is used. I think even more importantly, the ministry of Tabitha warrants a stronger phrase than acts of charity. The Greek word here is much stronger, meaning something more like making from pity. What I hear in Tabitha's ministry is more than mere kindness. I hear something much more substantive than being nice and charitable. Compassion means to suffer with, to enter into the experience of another person. And it is to take on oneself the sufferings of another person so deeply that you empty yourself and put on the form of a servant. This may sound familiar. It's the words used about Jesus in Philippians. And you are obedient even unto death. Acts of compassion fulfill the requirements of godly living as described by the prophet Micah, doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God. Now we're told that Tabitha had literally clothed the people of her community, sewing coats and garments, stitching together, if you will, a ministry of good works and acts of compassion. Her loss was so significant to her community that the saints and the widows called for Peter to come from another town and join them in their mourning. And when Peter arrives in the upper room, those mourners and beneficiaries of Tabitha's good works and acts of compassion meet him at the door and lead him to where her body is laid out in the upper room. Now, the upper room is significant for a couple of reasons, too. First, because it may indicate that Tabitha was a woman of some means, because after all, it takes money to build that extra level. But perhaps more importantly, it's significant because it calls to mind the other occasions that take place in an upper room. That Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples. And then a few weeks later, that's where the disciples were gathered when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them. Tabitha uses her resources, her wealth, the work of her hands, her compassion, for the benefit of those who are less privileged, the widows, the homeless, the hungry, those who are generally overlooked. This is the work of discipleship. Tabitha became a symbol of the life of discipleship in the Joppa church because her simple acts of compassion were visibly and tangibly a reflection of the incarnation, the life and teaching of Jesus Christ. And then with her restoration to life, Tabitha became a reflection of the resurrection of Christ also. The mourning widows, the grieving saints, the Apostle Peter, they all recognized the Holy Spirit working through Tabitha and filling her with good works and her acts of compassion. When Peter kneeled to pray, he called on that same spirit working in Tabitha and said, "Tabitha, rise up. Tabitha, be risen as our Lord is risen." And Tabitha did arise. We're not told, but I have to wonder, did she turn immediately back to her good works and acts of compassion? Did she pick up some half-finished garment to finish up that hymn? I know that in many parishes around the world, the preaching today is focused on our Good Shepherd. But I find this story of Tabitha's restoration to her ministry of clothing with compassion the widows and the homeless and the hungry, I find this ministry especially poignant this week. In recent days, many of us have mourned the deaths of our own Tabithas. The world has been grieving the untimely death of Rachel Held Evans, who was filled with good works and acts of compassion. Rachel was known widely as a woman of valor who was fiercely inclusive and insisted that we all make room in our churches for those very people that Tabitha had clothed in Joppa, those same kinds of people in her own day. The world has also mourned the death of Jean Vanier, who was the founder of L'Arche Community. If you're not familiar with the L'Arche communities, they provide homes and dignity for the intellectually disabled around the world. The Catholic News Agency described his loss most aptly. Vanier will be mourned by his friends, the weak, the indigent, the forgotten, the disturbed, the rejected, and the disabled. And closer to home, we mourn the loss of our own dear Tabitha, Evelyn Goodman. It has been a time of deep grief for the world and for our community. But here is good news. The same spirit that filled Tabitha with compassion, that spirit moves among us now. The same spirit that animated Rachel Held Evans in her advocacy for those who have found themselves scandalously outcast in some parts of the Christian church, that same spirit moves among us now. The same spirit that poured out of Jean Vanier and wrapped his forgotten friends in arms of love, that same spirit moves among us now. The same spirit that lit up Evelyn's eyes with love for children and helped her to build the foundation of one of our most significant ministries in this community, the Episcopal Day School. That same spirit moves in us now. And it continues. This week, I was contacted by a modern-day Tabitha who's trying to help a young woman retain her faith as she comes out to her evangelical mother who is pushing her away because of her sexual orientation. On a regular basis, Tabithas move among us to provide shelter and a compassionate friendship to homeless families. Every week, Tabithas show up to provide medical care, to stock the shelves at food pantries, and to mentor and tutor at-risk students in our local schools from this parish. Every day, Tabithas support each other in ways that seem small and barely worth notice. But these things make a huge difference and mean the world to the ones who receive that call or that card or that hug or just someone to sit with them. Like Tabitha in Joppa, the disciples in this parish stitch together ministries of good works and acts of compassion, being filled by that same Spirit. And we know that wherever two or three are filled with that Spirit, Jesus Christ is risen and among us. And so we can say with great joy and confidence, not only in Easter season, but every day of the year, Alleluia, Christ is risen.